Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Arlene Welch, Companion Coordinator and Sandy Gass Camper Coordinator with Camp Quality. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Arlene, tell us a little bit about, give us an overview of Camp Quality.
Camp Quality is a camp for kids with cancer. We take campers from the ages of 4 all the way through 18, but it's a one-week experience for them. At camp, they can enjoy horseback riding, arts and crafts, swimming, boating, fishing, and it's just a chance for them to actually be a kid again. They get away from the hospital for a little while, and they're with other kids who have cancer who might experience are going through the same thing that they are. They may not have hair, or they may be they may be ill from chemotherapy, mm-hmm. but it's just a week for kids to be kids again.
You work specifically with the companion aspect of this and
Correct.
Getting volunteers and applications and training for those companions. Tell us a little bit about what goes into that, and if somebody is interested, you know, in volunteering this year, what can they do?
Okay, we're really excited this year because we have a DVD. It's a 12-minute DVD that really explains and shows who we are. A company here in Monroe came to camp last year. They interviewed our campers, some of our staff, and this explains who we are. But we also get out applications to a companion or any volunteer that works mm-hmm. at our camp must be at least 18 years old or older. So I send out applications. Once I get those applications in, I run background checks and references, and then we'll have a training to actually train these companions and volunteers so they will know how to best help their camper at camp.
And looking to get these applications in by the end of March?
We would really like to get them in by the end
right.
of March. That way we will have time to pair them with a camper, and then they will have the opportunity to contact that camper's family and also the camper so that the parents will feel a little bit more at ease of sending their child off to camp.
And the camp itself running June 5th through the 11th. Sandy, what does a camp like this mean for the children who attend, the campers that come out and get to experience Camp Quality?
I think they look forward to it all year. It's and when they're in the hospital, they can look back at those memories. You have a lot of parents who say that the children will talk about what they did at camp. They get to be with other children. They look at ones who are off of chemo now, and that's just very encouraging for them while they're going through chemo. We do have a nurse at camp the entire time, at least one nurse. Mm-hmm. And usually more. And we take them in for chemo if they need their chemo treatment. But it's something they look forward to all year. And sometimes the parents are just, of course, a little bit leery of sending their child who's had cancer off to camp for a week. But we take very good care of them. We treat them like they're our children. And Arlene and I make sure they're being taken care of well. And sometimes we had one parent, it took us about 2 years of talking with her for her to feel comfortable enough. Mm-hmm. We took her out to the campground and showed her around and had him meet his companion ahead of time. And then she wrote a very sweet poem for us telling them, let go and trust and let the kids go to camp, that it'll be worth it, that it'll make a difference in their lives.
And really, they have that time, the one-on-one with the companion, so they can kind of almost not only with other campers, but also with the companion, start to form a bond and a relationship
right.
there.
Right, and we encourage the companions to keep up with them during the year, and mm-hmm. Arlene and I keep up with them during the year. We send camp sends birthday cards, Christmas cards, and we encourage them to let us know if they're in the hospital. We try to visit them, mm-hmm. or at the very least, send a card.
Speaking with Arlene Welch and Sandy Gass with Camp Quality. Arlene, with the companions, you have some that have been through that come back and they volunteer their time. So really neat stories going on with that.
Right. Last year we had, I believe it was two companions who had been campers. And so that's very encouraging. It's encouraging for us, for the staff, to see these kids grow up through camp, and then you know, they become cancer free, and then they want to give something back, and so they come back as a companion. And then it's very encouraging for the campers, because that gives them someone to look to and say, okay, I have to go through all of this chemotherapy, I have to lose my hair, I have to do this, but one day I'm going to be cured. And so it's very encouraging for all of us when we have a camper to return as a companion.
Right. Sandy, I'm sure there's a lot of planning. How does a camp like this get put together? What all goes into putting all this together on a year-to-year basis, the way it happens?
Well, we have a camp organizing committee, and mm-hmm. we start probably in September to start planning for the next year's camp. We pick out a theme. Our theme this year will be Holidays on the Bayou. So we will celebrate Christmas and Easter, 4th of July, and each day will be a different holiday, and which will mean a lot of decorations and a lot of work, and all the activities that day will gear around that holiday. But we work on it all year. We send out the applications, went out in January, and if there is anybody out there who knows a child with cancer, to please let them know about us. We always say we're the best kept secret in Louisiana. This will be our 22nd camp, and usually each year I get at least one or two moms who will tell me, I never heard of this camp before, you know, how come I haven't heard of it? And so we're really trying to get the word out, to at least give them the opportunity to go to it, to know about us.
All right, Camp Quality, June 5th through the 11th, and like we say, looking for companions as well as campers. Sandy, a phone number or a website that they can get in touch with you for more information?
Okay, my phone number is 247-3155, and we have a website that has the applications, and it's http://la.campqualityusa.org.
All right. Sandy Gass, Arlene Welch, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.